Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, September 15th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Today we have a really short passage in Joshua, then we'll read Psalm 109, and we'll finish up with Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through the end of the chapter, verse 34. Beginning with Joshua chapter 8, this is the covenant renewed at Mount Ebal. Then Joshua built on Mount Ebal an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, as Moses the servant of the Lord had commanded the Israelites. He built it according to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones in which no iron tool had been used. On it they offered to the Lord burnt offerings and sacrificed fellowship offerings. There in the presence of the Israelites, Joshua copied on stones the law of Moses, which he had written. All Israel, aliens and citizens alike, with their elders, officials, and judges, were standing on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, facing those who carried it, the priests who were Levites. Half of the people stood in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had formerly commanded when he gave instructions to bless the people of Israel. Afterward, Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the curses, just as it is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and children, and the aliens who lived among them. Let's move on over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 109, and this is for the director of music of David, a psalm. O God, whom I praise, do not remain silent, for wicked and deceitful men have opened their mouths against me. They have spoken against me with lying tongues. With words of hatred they surround me. They attack me without cause. In return for my friendship they accuse me, but I am a man of prayer. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship. Appoint an evil man to oppose him. Let an accuser stand at his right hand. When he is tried, let him be found guilty, and may his prayers condemn him. May his days be few. May another take his place of leadership. May his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. May his children be wandering beggars. May they be driven from their ruined homes. May a creditor seize all he has. May strangers plunder the fruits of his labor. May no one extend kindness to him or take pity on his fatherless children. May his descendants be cut off, their names blotted out from the next generation. May the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord. May the sin of his mother never be blotted out. May their sins always remain before the Lord. May he cut off the memory of them from the earth. For he never thought of doing a kindness, but hounded to death the poor and the needy and the brokenhearted. He loved to pronounce a curse. May it come on him. He found no pleasure in blessing. May it be far from him. He wore cursing as his garment. It entered into his body like water, into his bones like oil. May it be like a cloak wrapped around him, like a belt tied forever around him. May this be the Lord's payment to my accusers, to those who speak evil of me. But you, O Sovereign Lord, deal well with me for your name's sake. Out of the goodness of your love, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I fade away like the evening shadow. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees give way from fasting. My body is thin and gaunt. I am an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God, save me in accordance with your love. Let them know that it is your hand, that you, O Lord, have done it. They may curse, but you will bless. When they attack, they will be put to shame, but your servant will rejoice. My accusers will be clothed with disgrace and wrapped in shame as in a cloak. With my mouth, I will greatly extol the Lord. In the great throng, I will praise him, for he stands at the right hand of the needy one to save his life from those who condemn him. Okay, let's move on over to the Gospels. Today we're in Matthew chapter 8, starting in verse 14. Have I mentioned before that I love reading the Gospels? So much fun. Okay, here we go. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she got up and began to wait on him. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. When Jesus saw the crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then a teacher of the law came to him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Another disciple said to him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead." Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us. We are going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." When he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men came from the tombs to meet him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I love that story of Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. And then what does she do? She gets up and serves him. That's a fun story. And then Jesus calming the sea. That has to be one of my top favorites. Jesus is sleeping. He knows he has control over the wind and the waves, and he is resting in the peace of the Lord. And not so with the disciples. Have you ever been there? They're so afraid. And he rebukes them, or he replies, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Just a good reminder for us today to take everything to the Lord. And then there's that healing of the demon-possessed men. Did you notice that the demons knew that Jesus was the Son of God? And they already know that their fate is sealed. They say, "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" This passage reminds us that Satan and his demons already know that they lack authority, and they already know their fate. And so as we pray today, I want us to remember that the battle is already won, and the victory over evil is sealed. And yet, while we're here, we know that we still fight with the one who has already been defeated. And so we just pray for God's help in the midst of the battle. Will you pray with me? We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reminders of your faithfulness. We thank you in Joshua for the reminder of the importance of your word. We ask, Lord, with the psalmist, that you would defeat evil. You would not allow those who continue to be perpetrators of others to succeed. And we pray, Lord, thanking you that you have all authority over the evil, over the storms, and over physical sickness. We thank you, Lord, and we pray that you would be at work in our midst. Help us as we fight the evil one to remember that you have given us spiritual weapons. And we pray, Lord, that you would give us the sword of the Spirit and the word of God. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.